KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. One San Francisco supervisor wants more oversight regarding what military equipment the police department buys. KQED's Brian Kranz reports.
Supervisor Dean Preston says he was alarmed recently while looking over a state-mandated report on proposed police department spending. One item stood out.
Police robot dogs.
Specifically Spot, the agile robot from Boston Dynamics that starts at around $75,000. Preston says such a purchase isn't what people want from their police department, especially as San Francisco faces a nearly $800 million two-year budget shortfall.
I haven't come across anyone who thinks that is what we need in San Francisco, and a heck of a lot of people who have been alarmed when this has been used in other cities.
Preston says he has requested SFPD clarify its rationale for wanting the equipment. San Francisco police did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Brian Kranz, KQED News.
A Santa Clara-based company is hoping to launch an electric air taxi network throughout the Bay Area by late 2025. Archer Aviation says it will offer short flights in four-passenger vehicles similar to helicopters. Brian Bernhard, Archer's chief growth and infrastructure officer, says the company is looking into building a so-called vertiport at Oyster Point in South San Francisco, with other takeoff points at local airports.
When the infrastructure is ready and the vehicle is certified by the FAA, we will begin commercially operating. And you can expect that at the end of 2025, early 2026.
Other planned terminals include San Jose, Livermore, Oakland, and Napa. Bernhard says most flights would take between 10 and 15 minutes. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.